Thank you for downloading this Tanker Market Report podcast from CoracleOnline.com, professional development specialists in association with Braemar Seascope for September the 23rd, 2010. This podcast is made possible with the kind sponsorship of ShipServe, the world's leading e-marketplace for the buying and selling of ship supplies. Please go and find out more about them at ShipServe.com. The VLCCs trading from the AG are having a tough time at the moment. To fix AG West at 280 at 32.5 means that owners are paying more than they earn to move a cargo. AG East isn't a vast improvement, but at least it shows some positive return. Last year, when we saw 110 liftings a month, the market was strong and improving. Ships were in short supply, and they actually earned some money. Due to the shipowners' greatest curse, i.e. themselves, we now have 50 shiny new VLCCs in the fleet, and many of these are piling up at Fujairah awaiting orders. These shiny new structures are born into a distressing scene. 110 liftings a month is enough to move only the very cheapest vessels because of the oversupply situation, and ships on their maiden voyages risk losing the majority of their freight in ROB claims should they choose to accept current market levels. We have seen some announcements that certain fleets are not trading at these levels, a brave move, and probably the only way that we can see any improvement in the current market. So it's all doom and gloom today, but as we all know, shipping markets change quickly. Reports of Trafigura fixing two VLCCs, two Suezmaxes and two Aframaxes for time charter seems rash. However, owners are hoping they know something we don't, and that the upcoming months show some rewards. West Africa has seen limited activity, with a couple of deals being reported 260 at 47.5 for the US Gulf and 51.5 for UK Cont Med. The market remains steady. The exciting action seems to have been mostly based from the Caribbean, where some Chinese charterers took a swathe of ships of October laycans, all at $3 million for Singapore discharge and $3.9 million for China. Others have piggybacked these deals, meaning five ships are now on subs for Caribs, Singapore, China business. The fuel oil arb, Cont East, currently only works in the low $2 million levels, and no one is willing to fix at that. The number of VLCCs arriving at Fujairah over the next 30 days is 67 double hulls and 12 singles. This compares to 69 doubles and 9 singles last week. For the month of October, we have so far recorded 22 cargoes fixed, which leaves roughly 13 to be covered in the first decade. As mentioned, the freight rate for 280 AG Rotterdam is unchanged from last week at world scale 32.5, but with bunkers down a couple of dollars to $4.45 a ton, owners' earnings have improved a touch. They now only lose $950 a day. This compares with 270 AG Korea is 47.5, again unchanged, and returning owners around $10,000 a day. Looking at the Suezmaxes, and the end of last week finished with barely a whimper in West Africa, with only one more fixture being done at 65 for the US Gulf. This week started slightly better, with a flurry of cargoes coming to market on Monday morning. Unfortunately, the dates had moved into the second decade, and with plenty of ships still left over for the end of the first decade by the time the first fixture was done, rates had dropped to 64.5 for a USAC run. Owners were trying to push rates up, however, the market needed owners to be working in unison for any effect to be seen. But despite a good level of fixing, rates quickly settled at 62.5 for the Gulf. There were some aggressive charterers trying to repeat the 2010 low of 60, but there weren't any owners willing to accept such levels. It is difficult to see any change coming soon, although with plenty of VLCCs fixing Caribs East, it does leave the market short of Western VLCCs, and this could lead to increased pressure on the Suezmax sector. Whether that would be enough to move rates is a different issue entirely. Aframax activity in the Baltic and North Sea failed to pick up from last week, and so tonnage lists continue to grow daily. It seems as though charterers have covered many of their early month cargoes already, as we saw them move to cover late October stems. Owners are hoping that activity will increase as we move closer to the winter months, where historically shipping demand increases compared with the summer months. Rates for cross North Sea voyages are up 5 points from last week and now stand steady, 80 at 92.5. However, rates for a Baltic UK cont voyage have failed to budge from last week and remain 100 at 72.5. We don't anticipate demand or rates to make any drastic changes next week, leaving owners scraping the barrel to make any sort of a decent profit. The med market was also flat this week, with plenty of tonnage available. There have been bits and pieces concluded, however, owners have yet to see their earnings improve from last week. Cross med rates topped out 80 at 90 during the week, however, there are rumours circulating the market that World Scale 79 has been done for a cross med voyage. East of the Suez and TD8 remains flat at 100. However, a TD14 has dropped to 90. We expect to see TD8 drop below the three-figure level. The Caribbean Aframax market remained on its knees this week, leaving owners earning a bare minimum. Rates softened to a low point of 70 at 95 midweek. Turning to the clean markets, and with public holidays in Japan, China and South Korea this week, Eastern activity was inevitably going to be subdued. There was a fair amount of activity on the LR2s, but rates continue to fall, with AG Japan now down to 75 at 122.5 and AG UK Cont down to $2.775 million. Despite several vessels being picked off the list, with so much available tonnage in the Middle East still being available and few cargoes in the market, we expect rates to continue to fall next week. The gas oil arbitrage from the Far East to the West remained open, and the majority of the discounted new buildings coming out of the yard have been fixed for October liftings. With the gas oil contango curve not steep enough to make storage work, there were rumours of traders looking to start redelivering the ships they have storing in the West. The LR1s have had a very quiet week. AG Japan was fixed 55 at 135, but with several spot ships in the AG, that will spill over into an already oversupplied October list. There's undoubtedly more pain to come. The October TC5 paper has been hovering over the 130 mark this week, but finally traded under 130 as traders became increasingly nervous about the lack of cargoes in the market and the long tonnage list. There have been few movements of jet from the AG to the West, with the last done at $1.7 million and expected to drop further next week. The MRs have had an extremely quiet week, and the tonnage list in the AG is looking worryingly long. A ship was taken AG Japan 35 at 143, which was around a 10-point drop on the last done, and put the proverbial cat amongst the pigeons. Whilst some owners are claiming not to have any interest in fixing at this level, unless we see an influx of cargoes next week, it's hard to see how they're going to have any other choice. The usually busy AG East Africa route has been very quiet, as have movements of jet AG West. In the Far East, activity has been very quiet with so many public holidays this week. In the West and the transatlantic TC2 market was flat to steady rising. Stock figures in the USA were expected to show a small draw, but instead revealed a 1.6 million barrel build, which had the net effect of killing off any trading arb. One or two oil majors are already muttering that their programme for the first 10 days of October is looking free, and there is tonnage fixed into the continent, with product that will, as usual, only get firm discharge orders at very short notice, meaning that it is more than likely there will be several prompt positions available next week. The combination of these factors would tend to indicate that a fall in rates is likely. The system and contracts barrels will still be moving, but with the fleet as over-tonnaged as it is highly unlikely that this will be enough to prevent losses on the physical side. Thanks for listening.